on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Her friend took away her plus one to her wedding, but was the reason fair? Let's decide with Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. We're live this morning. If you don't know Jess, you should. She's a good person to know. She's my friend. We've been friends now for like a decade. And I can tell you one thing about Jess. She has a lot of opinions. There's no shortage. There's no shortage of opinions there.
Yes, I do.
But she's honestly, she does give really good advice. And so we decided to turn that into a segment here. So we said, Lade, listen, you ever got a disagreement with somebody? You need like an external point of view. Why don't you do this? Call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on between you and somebody else, and we'll have Jess, our good friend, decide who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, this is Laura from Frederick, and I have a question for Judge Jess. So I got invited to my very good friend's wedding, and of course I get a plus one. So I say, yes, I'm going to be bringing my boyfriend. But unfortunately, we break up. But 2 weeks later, we got back together. So I phoned her and said, like, hey, actually, I'm going to bring my boyfriend. She tells me that she's given away my plus one to the wedding, which honestly makes no sense to me because she's budgeted for two people for me. And if I go by myself, I'm going to be stuck at a couple's table by myself. Like, honestly, at this point, like, I don't even want to go because it's not going to be fun for me. And I'm going to be just peed off the entire time. So, Jess, as someone who has just gone through a wedding themselves, like, please tell me that this is absolutely unfair to me.
Okay. So, yo, it happens. You break up. A couple weeks later, you're like, no, we're just kidding. We're not actually broken up, which is such an awkward, terrible situation to have to then go back to your friends.
Fine, but she gave away her plus one.
She calls her friend and said, listen, we're broken up. It's over. We're never getting back together.
Right.
And then has to call back and be like, yo, I'm just kidding.
JK. Yeah. JK.
Which, let's be honest, that's an awkward call to have to make in the first place. And then her friend's like, hey, sorry, you can't bring him.
It's over.
It's too late. It's over. Who's right and who's wrong in this situation? They can't seem to figure it out. We'll go to Jess.
She gave away the plus one. Once you give it away, it's gone forever.
2 weeks, though?
Also, just like a side note for weddings in general, as the guest, y'all need to understand the wedding is not about you.
Why is your voice crying?
Because she's PO'd, I'm PO'd. Like, this is making my blood boil. Like, I don't know what it is about the situation where people think that, like, the wedding is just not about the people who are getting married. Like, for her to feel like she's demanding, like, that was for me. You telling me your friend doesn't have other family and friends that they're immediately not going to give that to? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you give it away, it's one thing. She gave it to you, cool. You guys make up, break up, live your life. No judgment there. People make mistakes. Everybody has those days. However, if you're going to give it away, girl, it's gone. Like, the minute you tell me I don't need my plus one, I have you on speaker and I'm currently texting my cousin. Girl, you're on the list. Get back on.
For 2 weeks, though.
No, but
I don't know, man.
But you tell me you don't need this anymore. It's going to be
gone?
5 seconds and I'm like calling my mom. Hey, mom, your girl can come. Hey, dad, your guy, the golf guy you've been begging me to bring to the wedding.
The golf guy?
Yeah, my dad wanted to bring this guy to our wedding so bad.
Who's the golf guy?
His buddy he plays golf with. I was like, dad, stop trying to make it happen. Like, he can't come. However, at the end, when someone said they couldn't come, I was like, dad, your homie can come.
The golf guy's in.
The golf guy's in.
So the golf guy was able to come.
The golf guy's in.
But the golf guy, though, over her boyfriend?
If you're telling me that you don't want it anymore, I don't care if it's your boyfriend or your cousin or your grandma.
Or the golf guy.
You don't have the plus one because I gave it to my dad's golf guy. Do you get what I'm saying?
No. No.
If you give it up, it's gone. And also, by the way, it's not yours, girl. It's not your wedding. Let it go.
Wow.
And if you're this PO'd about not having a plus one to the point that you don't want to go to your friend's wedding, girl, I don't even want you there, honey. I don't want you there. I don't.
We bought a tiny gavel off of Amazon.
Team Golf Guy.
To make things official.
Golf Guy, if you give away your plus one, it's not your plus one anymore. Also, it's not
golf
your
guy.
Wedding.
Golf Guy's going then.
Golf Guy's going.
Golf Guy's got the... Wow. Does that sound right to you?
Yes. Oh, this is Heather on 4 in Bel Air.
What up, Heather?
What's up, Kramer?
What do you think about that?
Jess is absolutely right.
You think so?
I understand that she could be a little upset that she can't bring her boyfriend, but my point was, if your issue is that you're mad because you don't even want to go now because you're going to be there by yourself, why didn't you invite someone else as your plus one to begin with and not just give it back?
Oh.
Literally, like, she could have asked a friend to go with her. She could have had her mom go with her. She could have had anyone else, but she gave it back.
That's a good
and
point.
And you should be grateful that she gave you a plus one, because people, when they're planning their weddings, especially when they're the ones paying for it, are crossing people off that they might want to come because, oh, she might want to bring a plus one.
Yeah.
So Jess is right that the minute you say you don't want that anymore, there's someone else on that list that they wanted to invite, but they were trying to be kind enough to give you a plus one. But since you don't need it, let me invite this other person now because I wanted them to come anyway.
So you're saying maybe she made an emotional decision by saying, like, if he can't be there, then I'm then nobody's going. And now
which
she's kind of like,
I'm like, if you really didn't want to go alone, you would have invited someone else.
Dang.
So to me, it feels like
her mistake.
She's just upset because she made a choice, everyone knows about it, and now that she changed her mind, everyone should be fine with it. Maybe she feels kind of a certain way about the fact that they broke up and got back together.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's a really good point. Thank you for calling us.
This is Julie on one, and Julie.
Julie's gone.
Julie is gone.
We can talk to Jenny. What's up, Jenny? Good morning. This is Jenny and Laurel.
Good morning.
Do you feel like it's right to take away? I mean, a friend says, listen, I'm giving up my plus one, but now I want it back. You know, we were in this, my boyfriend and I were in the situation, but now we're back together, and I'd like to give that plus one back. Jess is saying, no, like, it's gone. It's over.
No, I agree. I mean, you shouldn't even be telling everyone about it, like, immediately. Give it a couple weeks. And if she would have given it a couple weeks, she would have still had that plus one.
Oh, so you're saying it was her
fault. Hold off on the breakup announcement, you mean?
Yeah, like, why are you immediately, the first thing you're going to do when you break up is say, okay, I need to cancel my plus one to a wedding? Like, no, give it a minute, make sure you're settled and concluded everything, and then be like, okay, it's completely over.
So I think what we're getting, and I'm kind of looking through some of the synopsis of the other calls here too, it seems like maybe we jumped the gun a little bit on the emotional decisions of just canceling in the first place.
Okay, yes, fine. But also, I think the bigger issue of it all, the entitlement is out of control. Like,
what do you mean by entitlement?
Like, that whole call, she's upset that she doesn't get to bring her boyfriend now. And she, and to the point where she's almost not wanting to see her friend get married.
Yeah.
Like, do you not even care about the fact that your friend's getting married? Like, this isn't about you bringing your boyfriend. It's about your friend getting married.
It's a reality show of it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
It just all of a sudden turned into a reality show. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.